How do you talk to a dog? This is Dr. Herbert O'Reilly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Foster, here in Campo, California, with Sophomore Today. How do you talk to a dog? Well, you talk to a dog just like you talk to another human being. You talk to a dog just like you talk to your world. You talk to a dog just like you talk to anything. Well, anyone who has a dog, a cat or a pet, and really likes that cat or pet, really finds them just marvelous and wonderful, talks to them very easily, talks to them very simply. Most of the talk is done in thought, but they talk to them very simply. I know for my dog, Rex, we're at the kitchen table, and we have finished our breakfast, and there are a few little scraps on the table that he would like to scarf, but he has to ask for them. So he stands there, and he looks at the table. He's able to read table height, and so he looks at the table, and then he looks at each one of us and says, "Now let's see, who is going to be the one who's going to be the easy touch that'll give me the little scraps that are there?" And so as he does this, he goes around the table, and he talks to us. He talks to us in his very wonderful dog talk, and we fully understand what he means. He sometimes has to get across to us very carefully, and he puts his paw up on us and he says, "Hey, I'm talking to you. Now, are you going to pay attention to me? If not, I'll go talk to somebody else." And so he goes around the table and he puts his paw on our arm and he says, "Now, who is going to be the one that's going to do what I'd like to have them do?" Now, that certainly is talk. That certainly is communication. And Rex is an expert at communication. Now, human beings are experts at recognition of the communication of their pets and of their children, of their spouse, of their people. Everyone talks in symbols and sign language, you might say, most of the time. Oh, we rattle away with our voices, we rattle away with our thoughts, we rattle away with many things. But when it gets down to the basics, in the morning when I wake up, I stretch and throw off the covers and lay there for a moment just stretching and feeling so good. And then I have my eyes closed, and then next thing I know, there is a fuzzy nose at my head and beating at my face, and sometimes there's even a paw. But most of the time, it's just that fuzzy nose and that lovely head. And he is saying to me how wonderful everything is. He is saying to me how happy he is. He is saying to me all the great things that are going on in his world. And he's saying, "Come on, Dad, it's time to get up. Time to get up, time to go and out to play and start a good day. And really, hey Dad, it's time for my breakfast." Well, I get up and do a few things and get his breakfast ready for him. And he goes outside the minute I start preparing his breakfast. And he goes and lays on a rug outside the door, outside his doggy door. And then as soon as I'm finished having his breakfast all ready, and I put it down on the floor for him, he comes dashing in and he looks at me and he says, "How about a hug before breakfast?" So I give him a hug before breakfast, and then he eats his breakfast. Well, he thinks that is just fine. His tail is going back and forth a million miles an hour. And he's saying, "I like this place. I like you, Dad. I like my food. I like everything about my life. I live a good life." And then I get ready to go for my walk in the morning, and I say, "Rex, here's a cookie for you." And he says, "Hey, I know you got two more in your pocket there. One for little Ev and one for me up at the house, but I'd just soon have them right now, you know. I wouldn't mind having them right now." I say, "No, I can read his mind now." I say, "No, Rex." Later, This is for sharing time later. Now you just wait. He says, okay. And then he goes about his activity, waiting to go out the door with me as we take our walk. He'll come up to me as we're taking our walk, and he'll go to the various meditation benches, and he'll go to that bench, and he'll sit at the bench and say, now come on, you're supposed to come over here and meditate for a little while. Now you've been walking for about a mile, and so now you just sit down here and you meditate. And you think some beautiful thoughts, because I know I do. And like a sentinel, he sits there straight and tall, looking around to make sure that everything is in perfect divine order. And as he looks around to make sure that everything is in perfect divine order, it is. It is. He is a master of that. And then, when it's time for us to begin on our path again, I say, okay. And I stand up, and he stays there. And I walk away for a while, and he's looking around. He's checking over everything. And then I'm a few feet away, and next thing you know, he comes bounding along and saying, okay, all's in divine order. All's in perfect order. We can go our way now. And so then along he comes, and we begin to go our way. And we walk along and do wonderful things. Now, Rex is a very extraordinary dog. He's a golden retriever. 3 years old, just a beautiful dog. He's a little chunky while he's growing up, but now he's thinning out just beautifully, and he's having that perfect, ideal golden retriever look about him. And we go by the big ponds, the outdoor ponds that we have here. We call them big. They're 5, 8, 10 feet long. And he walks in there, and he takes a drink of fish water, and then he looks around, and then sometimes he sits right down, sometimes lays right down in the pond. And the fish have to go whoosh off to one side. But they don't mind. They like his presence. They know when he's around, everything is in order. And then he gets out of the pond. And he is soaking wet. And I don't say a thing, because I know that as he runs along beside me, as he runs through the bushes, as he is dashing around on this morning investigation work, he will be dry as a whistle and just lovely to pet in just a very short time, because little by little the water gets shook off, and all the dirt and all the fishy smell gets shook off. Somehow or other, he just does not keep anything that is not a beautiful smell about him. When I grab him and hug him and smell him, he smells just lovely. He smells, oh, like a newborn baby, just so beautiful, so pure, so perfect. But you talk to a dog with your mind. You talk to a dog with your heart. And when I say, Rex, come along now, he may be the longest way away, but in no time at all, zip, he's right next to me. And I say, Rex, sit. And he says, uh-oh. All right, I'll sit. And then I say in my mind, Rex, I want to give you a hug. And so then he looks up at me with those big sheepish eyes, and I give him a hug, and he says, oh, that's good. Now do it again. Do it again. He just loves his hugs. And when I'm done giving him his hugs, then he looks at me and he says, any more? And I say, not now. See you later. And so he gives me a smile and a wagging tail, and off he goes. His communication with me is very complete, very wonderful. Oh, there are times when I call him, and I think he must be having lots of fun because he's not coming immediately. And for me to think those type of thoughts is putting that type of a condition in motion for me and for him. If I ever think that Rex does not follow my request for him, that he is not an obedient dog, then he's not an obedient dog. When I think he's an obedient dog, and a loving dog, and a fantastic dog, then that's just what he is. Because he is the creator of his own world. He's the creator of his own life, just like you and I are the creator of our own world. And so, as we believe this and know this, then so it is. Now, just this moment, I looked off to my right. I had come from, about a half mile away, and Rex was with me then. And then he was not there. And then I thought, okay, Rex, come along now. And so I look up, and what happens? There's Rex right in front of me. Now, he's sitting at the Gregor bench here, the I Like Me bench, waiting for me. He's saying, now, Dad, you going to sit here for a moment? And I say, all right, I'll sit here for a moment because you want me there. But he's standing there looking at me, perfect condition, saying, hi, Dad, everything's good. Everything's wonderful. Yes. Now he's coming to get his petting, and I say, you're so wonderful, Rex. You're such a good dog. You're such a super dog. You know that you're a super dog? Do you know that you're a super dog? Yes, Rex. Oh, that tail just wiggles and waggles. Yes. Yes, Rex. You always take care of me, don't you? Yeah. You make sure that I sit right. And then, like this morning, when I got out of bed, I was petting him. And so, what does he do? He lays down right on my feet so I can't get up and go anywhere. I gotta keep on petting him. Isn't that what you do? You are such a wonderful guy. And now I'm just petting him and touching him and loving him. And he's looking here and he's saying, that's okay. We're in no rush. I could stand petting all day. Isn't that right, Rex? Isn't that right? Yeah, you could stand petting all day. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. And now he sits down. He takes that sentinel look about him. And he looks out at the surroundings here at the mountains, and he looks out at the clear blue sky. He looks out at the sun popping up over the horizon, saying, it's going to be a wonderful day today. It's going to be a beautiful day today. It's going to be a fantastic day today, because my dad and I are together. Now, you see, those are the kind of thoughts that I have with Rex. Now, do you have those kind of thoughts with your wife or your husband or your children? Do you have those kind of thoughts with your friends? Well, if you have those kind of thoughts with your beloveds, then you can be sure that you'll have that same devoted relationship that Rex and I have. It's a beautiful one in which we communicate very well together. We talk to each other, we share with each other, and we like to do things together, because that's what life is all about. Just a lot of fun. Just a lot of wonderful fun, right, Mr. Rex? Never think that you cannot communicate with your dog or your cat in a very real way. Okay, Rex, we'll do that. And Rex sits there watching, yes, and checking things out, making sure that everything's ready, and then he'll follow me. Yes. Yes. Sometimes he goes ahead and he sits and waits for me wherever I may be coming from. And that's always good, too. And when he sits and waits for me, then what happens? Then what happens is that all is in divine order. All is in perfect, wonderful order. And all is a lot of fun. Now, I see that across the campus here, over at the Citadel, the garage door was open. And then I walked up another hill here and then over this mountain here, and then I looked over at the garage door and it's closed. And I thought to myself, now why is that? And then I saw the Golden Eagle, the Wind Star, being driven away going up to the monastery. And I thought, now here it is a Sunday morning, and what is going on with the car? Why is someone taking the car up to the monastery? Are we going to use it for some purpose today? What's going on? You know, and then everything is in divine order. Now, as soon as I get up to the monastery, they'll tell me all about it. Just like Rex, he communicates with me all in his perfect divine order, because Rex loves himself, and he loves me, and he loves everything in the world. And, you know, when you learn to communicate with yourself by listening to your heart and talking to your own heart, when you listen to yourself and you hear what your own inner self says, and then you listen to your pet, whether it's your dog, your animal, or your husband or wife, or your children or relatives or friends, it doesn't matter. And when you listen to that same dedication, you find that a lot of things are being said that are far more important than the words that are being uttered. Because what's being said is, I care. What's being said is, hey, it's a joy to be with you. What's being said is, all is in divine order, and life is truly a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing. Let's communication with our pets is an exciting adventure. Communication with life is an exciting adventure. And the more that we communicate, the more that we share and give and love, the more wonderful things happen to us. So, as you go about your wonderful day, this beautiful Sunday morning, it'll probably be Sunday noon before you hear this, but this beautiful Sunday morning, as you go about any day, remember that as you communicate with yourself, so you communicate with your world. As you communicate with your pets, so you communicate with yourself. As you communicate with everything that you are, just in love and peace, who you are, what you are, speaks so loud that all the world loves you just the way you are. Just like I do. I love you. I love you. I love you.